Good morning and welcome everyone to Spirit Mornings here at Spirit Catholic Radio. Bruce McGregor here in Omaha, along with T. Scott Maher in the newsroom and in Guatemala. My wonderful wife, Chris, with the Ishim Mission. Good morning, honey.
Good morning, my dear.
And
how are you?
I'm doing fine, and how are you?
Well, it seems as though I might have a touch of altitude sickness. So I'm muddling through. But everybody else is doing great. And we are in the throes of offering clinics to the people of Bolivia, and also a really huge project that took place with all the school kids and RE kids. But I thought, at least in this segment, we'd hear from the one, the only, musically and talented, vocally not challenged, Dr. Chris McVeigh. Hold on just a second.
All right, sounds good.
Good morning, Bruce.
Back-to-back Chris's. To what do I owe this blessing?
We've got three Chris's. Got three Chris's on the trip and two Lindas. So I think if you say either one of those names, you'll probably be pretty close if it's a hairdressing.
Absolutely. Well, Chris, it's always a pleasure to talk with you on these trips. And each one of them kind of has a life of their own. And how's this one a little different for you this time?
It's different because we're coming back to the same community that we visited before, which is exciting. The first time I came here 6 years ago, we worked with a physician and nurses who were here at the hospital in Santa Eulalia. Unfortunately, the hospital ran into financial troubles and closed about a year and a half or 2 years after that visit. We came back here about a year and a half ago to just have some conversations with the community about what we as Ishim could help, what we could do in order to reopen the hospital or to begin to provide medical services that are so necessary here in this community. Now we're coming back again to continue that dialogue about how we can help do a project together that's going to have a more lasting impact on the community. But it's really a great experience for me because I'm seeing the same people that I met and stayed with 6 years ago, and it just really feels like there's this connection that we've made, and it's not just an in-and-out thing, but really a commitment to continuing this relationship, especially with this community. So that's, I think, what has made it a little bit different and really special for me this time.
Right. Now, today, are you seeing mostly children today, Chris?
Yeah, we had a pediatric clinic today at the hospital. We set up some of the here as consultation rooms and set up our own little pharmacy. We started at about 8:30 this morning, and so far we've seen 64 kids. So we're really seeing a lot of patients. We probably could keep going all day, but we're going to be stopping here, and we're going to be continuing tomorrow with women and children together.
Okay. And what are you seeing? What are some of the more common things that some of these beautiful children are coming in with for assistance?
You know, one thing I've noticed when these kids come in, and we're weighing and measuring them, but we haven't had time to plot them on their growth charts yet, is that a lot of them are really undernourished and very small, kind of stunted. So I'm sure that malnutrition in one form or another is very, very prevalent here. We're handing out a lot of treatments for parasitic disease. There really is very good access here to clean water, and so a lot of the children have parasites, and I'm sure that that also contributed to their nutritional issues as well, with a lot of recurrent episodes of diarrhea. We're also seeing some kind of unusual things. I saw two cases of hepatitis A this morning. That's something that we just don't really see too much in the United States, but because it's associated with poor sanitation and unclean water, it's fairly prevalent here in Guatemala. We also saw a couple of special needs kids, and that was really very difficult for us to, you know, think about, well, what impact can we have? We're only here for a very brief period of time. And there was one child who's about 10 who had fallen some time ago, had hurt his head, and it affected his brain in such a way that he has a lot of difficulty with his speech now. He's having trouble keeping up in school because he's really not able to communicate well, although overall his intelligence seems to be pretty normal. You know, in the United States, there would be, you know, special education classes or maybe speech therapy or other things we could, you know, plug that special needs child into, but here there just really isn't anything.
Right.
So that's really kind of a, you know, a sad eye-opener that, you know, although we're here now, we're not enough of a continuing presence to really make an impact on you know, big chronic medical problems like that.
Right. Now, when you were down in Huehuetenango, I think you actually had a chance to meet Father Lopez, who the hospital there in Santa Lucila is, it's actually named after him. Do I have that correct?
Yes, that's correct. He's a very dynamic priest. He had been, he told us the story of, you know, how this hospital came about in the first place. He has been called to you know, give the last rites to several women in labor who were dying of, you know, postpartum fevers and other things. And he was so saddened by, you know, seeing these, you know, young women die unnecessarily just because they did not have access to just really very basic prenatal care and care in terms of having someone assist them in their delivery and after delivery as well. You just thought, wow, I don't need a priest.
Yeah.
You need a doctor. And I think they probably needed both. But he kind of began to get the community organized around the fact that they really needed to provide medical services here in town so that they could really address, you know, some of these very basic health needs of the population. And it's a really beautiful story of the community coming together to literally build this themselves. People in the community remember hauling, you know, the rocks and the concrete blocks and, you know, cement and things to actually, as a community, build this hospital physically. But also they had come up with their own insurance plan. So every family contributed a certain number of, a certain amount of money every month in order to support the hospital. And so it's really something that is extremely grassroots. It's something they're extremely proud of, but it's really hard to support something very expensive like a hospital when the population is suffering so much poverty. So it really was a very dynamic and special place that really helped tremendously to improve the health of the community when it was open. They had health promoters and they had outreach workers. They were able to do C-sections here emergently for women who were having trouble in labor. So it really was a great resource for this community. Unfortunately, they just couldn't, you know, sustain it without some sort of outside support. So hopefully that's where Ashim can come in. We really hope that we can find a way to assist them with maintaining this hospital so that they can have access to medical care, not just during the 3 days that we're here, but something that will continue on, you know, indefinitely.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Chris, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Do you want to say hello to everyone back home here in Omaha?
Yeah, I'd really like to say I appreciate everyone's prayers, and I always get homesick when I travel, so I'm going to say hello to my family, who I'm sure is listening. And again, thank you, everyone who is with, you know, supporting us by donating toothbrushes and money for medicine and money for us to travel. And you know, again, especially in your prayers. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. God bless you, Dr. Chris McVeigh. Everyone, we appreciate it, and you bet we'll keep praying for you and all the missionaries there, and pray for a little warmer weather on top of everything.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
All right.